It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important story.
Out here in Colorado, we had a sex education bill that was passed. It was signed by the governor and put into law. I just can't believe what is happening to public education.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
We are now using policy that if you don't affirm something, that they use policy then to take away your businesses.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
Kids are just being bombarded with darkness.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
You know, we need to get back to letting our kids be kids.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Woo-hoo, indeed it is hump day. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. It is also Wings Day at Hooters Restaurants. They have five locations, Loveland, Lone Tree, Westminster, Aurora, and Colorado Springs. And I love their smoked wings. They're half the calories. The Texas barbecue rib is scrumptious. That's a special of dine-in or to-go. Buy 20 or get 10 for free. And you can go to my website, Kim Munson, MUNSON.com. Click on all of my sponsors. Hooters has a landing page there, and they have all of their specials. So to-go specials, happy hour, lunch, kids eat free, all kinds of great specials there. And you can find that at KimMunson.com. We have a great show planned for you today. In studio with me is one of my great sponsors, and that is Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group. It's great to have you here.
Good to be back.
And my good friend, Reggie Carr.
Hey,
founder of I'm a Trumpster, I'm a Super PAC, and we're going to have a great conversation about really moving forward, Reggie, after all of this. So that'll be good to talk about.
Yes, yes, it will.
And you've been busy, and I know everybody wants to know what you're doing.
Well, they'll know.
They'll know for sure. So again, be sure and go to my website, sign up for our weekly newsletter. You will get first look at all of our upcoming guests as well as our most recent podcasts. And we'll be recording a podcast a little bit later this morning with, you know him, Hercules, Kevin Sorbo. And he has 500,000 followers on Facebook. And I guess they canceled him recently. So I thought that'd be a good conversation to have, Producer Steve.
I stopped saying a long time ago, it can't get any worse than this, because it can.
Well, it's an interesting time for sure. So be sure and sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And thank you to each of you for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. You have a purpose, intention, strive for excellence, and take care of your heart, your soul, your mind, and your body. My friends, we were made for this time. Our republic is in a very kind of precarious time, and we're going to need to step up here, and I know that you're going to do that. Our quote for today, and thank you to Julie for sending this to us, and is from Blaise Pascal. He was a French mathematician, physicist, inventor, philosopher, writer, and Catholic theologian. He was a busy guy. He was a child prodigy who was educated by his father, a tax collector in Rouen. Pascal's earliest mathematical work was on the conic sections, and he wrote a significant treatise on the subject of projective geometry at the age of 16. Now, Steve, you could have done that at the age of 18, right?
Oh, don't go there.
So Blaise Pascal was born in 1623. He died in 1662. And he said this, "Truth is so obscure in these times, and falsehood so established, that unless we love the truth, we cannot know it." Certainly words for this time, Producer Steve.
Well, I told this story before. In 2000, I started... I became a member of a church staff here in Denver, a large church, and the pastor at the time was really looking into postmodernism as it was, you know, descending upon us. Mm-hmm. One of his greatest concerns, and he would share with us often, was that the postmodernist didn't have much use for the word truth, because whose truth? Your truth or my truth? Or somebody else's truth?
Well, we've realized that has gotten our society into a world of hurt.
20 years later, here we are.
Here we are. Truth, boys or girls. Now, I mean, would the founders have ever dreamed that we would be talking about something other than boys and girls as far as gender? It is unbelievable. Reggie, you got a thought?
There's only two sexes. That's all I know.
Watching him shake his head, like, does he have a thought? Yeah, he has a thought.
And Lauren's shaking his head, too.
I just had a conversation with my 17-year-old son, because he's in high school, about this. About how he's like, "Dad, you don't understand. It's gender is different than sex." He's like, "It's what you identify as." in at his school, they're dealing with all this. You can identify as about anything that you want.
Goes back to Reggie.
Hold on. You're telling me that you can identify today as a male and tomorrow I eat a bowl of Wheaties and or whatever, I feel like a female and now I'm a female.
Yep, that's how the school is going to treat it. Whatever you feel like, that's the restroom you get to enter, I guess.
You know I'm a big fan of the memes because they're so creative, and there's one out there today. Big, muscular, ripped guy with a beard. I mean, he is just bulging. And hi, my name is Megan, and I'm here for the girls' track team.
Yeah. It's unbelievable.
It's happening with these, you know, the boys running as girls and school, you know, track events. You can look this
right,
stuff
right,
up.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of females, a lot of young lady are upset because they are having to compete against really males in their sporting event, and I don't even see how we even let that happen.
It's kind of beyond belief. I wonder where all the feminists are on all this, because supposedly we have been working towards women being able to have women's sports and all, and now you have guys coming in to compete as women because they identify that. I mean, this is crazy talk, Reggie.
Can we peel back? I'm sorry to interrupt there, Reggie, but can we peel back what's really going on there?
Okay.
These guys are so hungry to win, they can't any other way. And there's where the real mental issue is, that the only way you can win, you're born a male, and the only way you can win in your sport is to do this and literally wipe out your competitors because they're women.
I thought it was so that the guys could go into the women's restrooms. I mean,
no, I think there's something else going on there.
That's a good point.
Need to win. In this culture, you know, winning is everything.
That's a good point, because they can't compete with natural males, so they go and identify as a female so where they can dominate the sport.
And, Lauren, you said that this is being taught to kids in high school,
I don't know
huh?
that it's being accepted.
It's being accepted.
I don't know that it's being taught, but it's being accepted. I think it's a battle that the schools are just – I don't know if they're throwing their hands up, but they're having to accept what someone, so they don't discriminate against that person and have that come back to them. You know, it's a. I don't know that they're teaching it more than they're just having to deal with it.
The schools are afraid.
Of what?
Well,
being sued.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone's going to come down on them like a ton of bricks, and the bad publicity that goes with it.
You know, when we go back to this quote regarding truth. And this was back in 1623. So it's every generation has, I think, this battle. But as Steve mentioned, getting to multiculturalism, and I remember this, it was you have your truth, I have my truth, and you're kind of like, well, I don't want to walk on your truth. But we're realizing that if your truth has a foundation in truth, then we're off to crazy land here. And we're going to destroy our country in doing so. These are actually luxuries of a very prosperous and thriving society. But when we start to no longer search for truth, we're moving towards self-destruction. Because you think about a family. If a guy doesn't identify as a guy, he's probably not going to create a family and have children. And that's important to a society moving on. Reggie, you're shaking your head.
I just can't believe it. Where is God in this? Where is the spirituality in this whole equation?
Well, and when you take God out of society, and not that, and we don't want to, God shouldn't come from government, but when we totally take God out of society, my dad always said that if you take God out of your heart, something's going to take that room up.
Right.
And it's the same thing with a society. If you take out the foundation, then we're all on sand. Lauren, any comment?
I think even beyond that is parents, you know. I understand what you're saying, Reggie, about, you know, God and faith, and that's important. But there are families that maybe don't have a lot of that but still are really solid because their kids are being taught at home first, you know, right and wrong, rather than trying to learn it at a school or... So I think that's really important that some families don't have that either.
Well, and we have seen such an assault on all of this. And again, if you would have told me 20 years ago that we would have boys identifying as girls competing in boy sports, I mean, I, as a mom, would have said, both for my boys and girls, that's not okay. You have to, you know, have to compete.
Well, and back to what Steve said, it's okay to lose. And you're not always going to win. And if you're a boy and you're not winning in boys sports, it's okay. Because when you get in the real world and you need to sell or for your job, they're not just going to put you in a different role where you can – you're not always going to win. Someone else might be a better salesperson, and kids need to learn that that happens, and how do you get better?
But isn't that a mental deficiency? Like, to even think about – I mean, listen to what we're saying, girls being boys, boys being girls. Today I am Monday, Wednesday, and Friday I'm this, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. That's something's wrong. How do we fix that? What do we get to the root of the problem?
Well, and you know, we've seen a lot of this in culture and in education. And I remember this was really – a lot of this, I think, started in the 80s, in the 60s, when basically we had counterculture. They basically said to these people, cut your hair, put a suit on, go to college, and we're going to take over the culture. And that was media, that was music, and we've seen that happen. And so this has been coming through culture. And Reggie, I know that you being in the black entertainment business for so many years, you understand how influential video, music, all those things are with our young people.
That's true. Tell you the truth, Kim, when I moved to Atlanta, I never knew this existed in the entertainment business, but it is 100% relevant there. Makeup artists, wardrobe stylists, choreographers, they're all transgender or gay.
Okay.
And I didn't even know it was that prevalent in my business, but it is.
Well, and let's go to break and we'll continue this conversation, because we're all about individual rights, people living their individual lives, but yet it's pushing into other things. And I want to talk about that. So let's go to break. In studio with me is Lauren Levy. He is a mortgage specialist with Polygon Financial Group. That is his company. Reggie Carr, founder of I'm a Trumpster, I'm a Super PAC. We'll be right back with this important conversation.
Home ownership and private property rights help you build wealth for you and your family. RE/MAX Alliance award-winning realtor Karen Levine understands this. Supply is super tight right now. This is why you need a seasoned professional with excellent negotiating skills on your side of the table, whether buying or selling an existing home or buying a new build. As a member of the National Association of Realtors Board of Directors, Karen Levine volunteers hours of her time to help you build your American dream. Call her today at 303-877-7516. Again, that's 303-877-7516.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
And welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. Be sure and check out our website. That is Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter there. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And again, thank you to Julie for that great quote this morning. Greatly appreciate that. Blaise Pascal had not been on my radar. And because he was born in 1623, shortly before Steve was born. So that's why I didn't know that. Ha ha!
Have you ever had your microphone go dead right in the middle of things? You're asking for
it. I'm asking for it, huh? Okay. Before we continue in this conversation, this is an independent voice, and really appreciate all of you that are going to the website and contributing to support us. And another way that we are supported is I get to work with some really great sponsors. And one of those is Lauren Levy, who is in studio. He's a specialist. His company is Polygon Financial Group, and he's been helping people save a lot of money for the next number of years on their mortgages. You've been very busy with these interest rates so low, Lauren.
That's right. It's just been a great time, and so appreciative, and getting to help a lot of people.
And you also sponsor America's Veteran Stories as well, which is on Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4 p.m. And we're going to have World War II Iwo Jima veteran Tom Ram on this week. And I appreciate your support on that as well.
That's my pleasure. That's a good cause.
It really is. Quickly, before we get back into this very fervent conversation here, I had just a couple of questions about reverse mortgages, because people that are on fixed incomes, it's been difficult to find yield, and this can be a great tool for some folks, right?
Yes, absolutely. And the biggest thing for reverse mortgages is there's a generation of people out there that were taught that the best way to invest is to pay off your home, not have debt as you enter retirement. Well, now we have booming housing prices, and a lot of people that their largest asset is the equity in their home. And the only way to tap into that they're aware of is a home equity line or cash out refinance, but those require that you pay them back and qualify with your income. Well, most people's incomes are lower in retirement. So a reverse allows very low qualifications and gives them access to a good chunk of that money that the only way they could get it out is probably to sell.
Okay. And that's difficult in this market unless you're going to move out of state
or
something.
There's no real way to downsize. And people like their, you know, if you've been in your house 30 years and you love your neighbors, you don't want to be forced to sell just to access that money when if there's a better way.
Okay. And there's an age requirement on this,
correct? Yeah, 62 is the minimum age to do a reverse.
Okay. And Lauren, one other thing, when we started to talk about this, you said that it's really important that you bring the family in. It's a kind of a specialized tool, if you will. So you need to understand everything. That's why I recommend that people talk with you, because you understand all of that.
That's right. It's a complicated loan, but also you're dealing with seniors, and aging is aging, and you don't want to have someone who's 90 now forget to pay their property taxes because they didn't know, or they forgot that they don't have an escrow account on a reverse, which don't exist.
Okay.
You want the kids involved to make sure the parents pay their property taxes so they don't have a foreclosure start on them.
Okay.
So there's a lot of reasons to bring the kids in.
Okay. And I know your number. It's 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881. Okay. Shall we jump back into this?
Yeah, let's do it.
Conversation. I think that a lot of things that are happening right now in education is because America has been prosperous and thriving. If you're trying to just make ends meet, I don't think you can be thinking about which gender you are or this or that. You're just trying to get out there and make sure that you have food and shelter. And as I was driving in, I was thinking about what happened in Texas and in Florida with this green energy. Hasn't worked out so well. People, over 4 million people have been without heat and electricity in Texas, and people are dying because of that. And it's like, I had Dr. Brian Dmitrovic on last week. He's an economic historian. He's like, these things don't work. And it's like, these things don't work. And I think the veil is coming off on it, but this whole gender identity thing, I think, is really mixing kids up. And I'm concerned about what that means for them for the rest of their life, Reggie.
I'm flabbergasted. I don't believe this is actually taking place on that level. So you just woke me up to something.
You're woke now?
I'm wide awake. Steve, hey. This is really going on in the schools right now, that you can just mentally change your sex depending on how you feel.
I mean, what Reggie's talking about is what we just talked about off the air, right? Mm-hmm. The anecdote that I said about my son. Just what it was is I had my son, I talked to him about a essay he had written and why he didn't get 100. He's a really good student. And he mentioned that he got marked down because he used the word sex instead of gender. And my question was, what's wrong with that? They're the same. And he said, no, Dad, you're wrong. There's sex is only two options. Gender is kind of open-ended. And so he was supposed to use the word gender where he used sex in his essay, and he got marked down. And that just made no sense to me. I'm like you, Reggie. I wasn't really aware until it comes home and you start talking about it. Mm-hmm. You don't really know exactly what they're learning.
So how do you feel with your wife or your kid?
Mm-hmm.
And you're at a ballpark wherever, and she's going to the restroom.
Yeah.
And you see this big 6 foot tall Herculean guy coming to what Steve was talking about, come into the bathroom with your daughter.
That hasn't happened to me yet. And we're looking at each other right here, and I'm a big guy, and I would be standing outside that door, most likely yelling to my daughter to make sure everything's okay, but that would freak me out. And but I haven't had to deal with that yet. But who knows if I will, you know?
But think about it, if Lauren's not there and his daughter.
Right.
Absolutely. We're all trying to wrap our arms around this. I don't get it.
Well, I remember when I was a kid, I'm going to date myself now, was, you know, the thing is, oh, there might be a guy trying to look in the window of the girls' locker room. That's where it was.
Or an occasional guy that couldn't make it to the further bathroom. He just was rolling the dice. He wouldn't get caught.
Right.
But that was the only thing.
Oh, my gosh.
Think how your daughter would be. She would be terrified.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yep.
I don't know.
And a society, really, I mean. We protect women and children, and here then with policy, we are putting in policy that might not protect women and children. It's just crazy talk to me. Let's go over to this other thing because they're all kind of related. And Steve, this was one of the things that you found from Patty, was regarding the word equity and equality, and this was from, let's see here, I had it. Well, if you can find the name on that for me, Steve, I'd appreciate it.
Well, the writer is a gentleman by the name of Mike Gonzalez. Just don't know what publication that he's writing for.
Okay. This is what he said. He said, "Keep your eye on the word equity, for it is going to be an important part of your life in the next 4 years. Not interested? That doesn't matter. Equity has an interest in you. Still not concerned? If you are affected by taxes, laws, and regulations passed and implemented by the legislative and executive branches of government or by the court decisions handed down by the judicial one, then you will be affected." It says, "Equality is the standard of our old Constitution, the one framed in 1787 and amended since then, most memorably in the Bill of Rights and the Reconstruction Amendments. It holds that the government should see all people as having been created equal and equally deserving the law's protection. It's a standard we've not always upheld, but when we have officially deviated from it, as with slavery or legal segregation, we've paid an awful price. Indeed, at those moments, we fixed these great injustices, and it was men like Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King Jr. came along and demanded enforcement of equality. Equity is the buzzword of the new Constitution trying to take the place of the old one. It holds that government must treat Americans differently according to what category the government has put us in. So equity literally holds that government must treat people unequally." It says, "Don't believe me? You don't want to trust a conservative like me to define a concept of the woke left? Completely understandable. So let's instead listen to how Vice President Kamala Harris has described the difference between the two as she did in this tweet. There's a big difference between equality and equity. Equality suggests everyone should get the same amount. The problem with that, not everybody's starting out from the same place. So if we're all getting the same amount, but you started out back there and I started out over here, we could get the same amount, but you're still going to be that far back behind me. It's about giving people the resource and the support they need so that everyone can be on equal footing and then compete on equal footing. Equitable treatment means we all end up in the same place." Boy, that's totally against the American idea. Lauren, do you want to say anything first?
I just read that before we came on air, and I didn't see that tweet. I don't follow her, but that's very interesting and kind of eye-opening.
So instead of somebody working hard and trying to better themselves, trying to better their family, if they get to a certain point, then government's going to take more of their stuff to give to somebody over here who may not be working as hard. And America, I mean, what an amazing country where, I mean, Abraham Lincoln only had 1 year of schooling, but yet he taught himself and he became the president of the United States. And I know that we don't all have the same place to start as far as we all have X amount of income or whatever, but what we have here in America is that we are all created equal by God with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. Reggie, what's your comments on this?
Well, do we have to address her as vice president? I just can't swallow that, but anyway. And I don't trust her. I don't believe what she says. I don't like listening to her comments or theories, anything. I think she's completely off base on mostly everything. So,
well, there you have it. Jason McBride, Senior VP with Presidential Wealth Management. Do you want to weigh in on this Kamala Harris tweet?
Well, you know, first I wanted to say, you guys, Kim, you don't have to give me so much time on your show. I mean, you keep talking about a 6 foot tall guy that's built like Hercules, and you know, I was kind of getting self-conscious when you guys kept talking about me for so long and so often.
Oh, tell you what, if I see you headed for the girls' bathroom, Jason, I'm gonna stop you.
Yeah,
that's right. Well, Lauren probably could, but you know,
or Reggie could too.
I think I might be able to get to you, Kim, but I don't know. You know,
aim for the knees.
If I'd have been on the girls' track team in high school, I still probably would have got beat.
Oh, Jason, this is quite the conversation this morning. What is happening with the market today?
Well, the Dow's futures are down a whopping 1 point. So it's about the least exciting pre-market that I've seen for quite a while. Yesterday was just kind of a mixed day. The Dow was up a little. The NASDAQ was down a little bit. And I'm sorry, I didn't see Kamala Harris's tweet, so I didn't know exactly what to comment about there.
Well, and again, it really didn't make a lot of sense to me, but America, the great thing about the American experiment is that people can come here and with working hard, and Jefferson said this, a lot of people have said this, the harder you work, the luckier that you get. And when I had Bob Woodson on a few weeks ago, he said, under Lyndon Johnson and the Great Society, when you separated work from income, that's when we started to have problems. And when people started to look over and say, I deserve this, instead of I want to earn it, that has really been, I think, a problem that has got us where we are right now, Jason, when people think that they should get money and not work. And of course, we see this with all the stimulus money. Although government shut down businesses, they're trying to prevent people from being productive. What's your final thought on that, Jason?
Yeah, boy, I think there's been several upheavals throughout our history like that, and I think the first one was with FDR and, you know, the New Deal and all that, and I agree with you. I think Lyndon Johnson was the next wave. I think Barack Obama was the third wave. I just wouldn't have expected the fourth one to come so quickly and to be, you know, even so much more radical than the previous three now that we've got Harris Biden in there.
True. And then one other thing, Woodrow Wilson, this really started in like the 1913, you know, that decade with all the progressive amendments that were put into the Constitution. So there was Wilson, then FDR, and then Lyndon Johnson, and then Barack Obama, and then the Harris-Biden administration. And did you notice that they are all Democrats? And they say that they are for everyday people, but the veil is off now. They're elites, and in their equity, they want to hold people down and make people equal in their misery. So Jason McBride, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Recommend that people give you a call for a portfolio check, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600. Talk to you tomorrow, Jason.
Have a good one, Kim.
Thanks so much. We're going to go to break. In studio, Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group, Reggie Carr, founder of I'm a Trumpster and I'm a Super PAC. We'll be right back.
Controlling your own destiny. There are a lot of unknowns on the horizon with the new administration. Predovich & Company is here to help. Trusted professionals for all your bookkeeping, tax planning, and accounting needs. Kim Munson highly recommends Predovich & Company. They've been helping her for years. Because of their advanced technological capabilities, Predovich & Company works with clients from anywhere in the United States. Give them a call at 303-791-3000 to put Predovich & Company to work for you. Call 303-791-3000 today.
Would you have ever dreamed that freedom of speech, freedom of thought, freedom of assembly, and freedom of religion would be under assault and attack in America? Unbelievably, it is happening right before our eyes. That is why it is important to keep free-thinking, independent voices on the airwaves, the internet, and social media. Kim Munson is one of those important voices. Help her keep independence alive. Go to KimMunson.com to contribute to join Kim in the battle of ideas raging in America today. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out our website. That's Kim Munson, MONSON.com. Sign up for our weekly newsletter, and you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. And we are an independent voice. And another way, thank you for your contributions. And also thank you to my great sponsors, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, great sponsor of both my shows. And it's so great to have you in studio.
Thank you. I enjoy being here.
And during the break, you mentioned something about the word earn. We used the word earn, and I loved what you had to say about that. So what's
Yeah, it's just I was just commenting that that seems to be a word that has you don't hear as much anymore. People will say I get paid this, or but it used to be what you earn. You know, you go to a job and you earn a living. That was the phrase we all knew, and you know, people want to now be have stuff given to them or wait for the phone to ring if they're trying to sell something or a product, and instead of trying to pick up the phone and generating that own success. It's the work begets work, or success becomes success. Mm-hmm. The harder you try, the more things tend to go your way than just waiting for it to come to you.
Right.
And it seems like a lot of people are waiting for it to come to them.
Right. And the government comes in, and you see this. For example, I think Steve sent me this meme. It said along the line of, hey, Biden, if you're going to pay off everybody's student loans, what about my car loan?
Mm-hmm. But what about the people who their kids are already out of college and paid for it paid and for finished it. Paying for it a couple of years ago? Do you go back? Do you retroactively go back and pay them back?
And that whole thing has been such a scheme because it happened during Barack Obama when the government took over the student loan program. And once government gets involved, then everything just skyrockets. They encourage kids to take out this debt, making them believe that they're going to get this great job without having to earn anything. But yet all that money has been going to pay these administrators and these professors that are indoctrinating our kids. And there's a big disruption going on here. I was talking to somebody recently, and he said, you know what? I don't think I'd send my kids to college if I was going to do it again. I'd probably send them to trade school.
Yep.
And I think so, too, because during the pandemic, my electrician, my HVAC guy, they were all busy.
All working.
All working. So, Reggie, you had a comment regarding something that was said in the last segment.
Yeah. I heard misery loves company before, but I never heard. What did you say?
I said that everybody is equal in their misery.
Yeah. I like that. That's deep right there.
I don't think that I thought that up. I think I heard that from somebody
else.
Come on,
Kim, you probably thought it up.
Reggie, let's talk about you. I just continue to feel like we've been pushed to work together because I feel that you have such a patriotic heart for the American idea and also such a concern for what has happened to the black community. Mm-hmm. And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, there was a long journey just a couple days ago with ABC.
Yes.
And you know, for you guys that don't know out there, Kim actually came with us to the actual interview. I was the only one in Colorado that was interviewed for this show about President Trump. And Kim has told me, Steve, a bunch of people have told me, hey, you got to be careful with the media. And so part of my journey was I know I'm legitimate, I really care, and I'm finding out that that's not necessarily true in our party and things that are going on. So I've spent a lot of money, a lot of time, you've been very helpful, but my journey to the truth is a serious path. And Trump was right. There is fake media. There is people surrounding him that the swamp needs to be drained. These are things that you hear, but once you see it, you can't unsee it. Once you learn it, you can't unlearn it. So that journey has been a great journey. It has inspired me, and I'm very grateful for that. But at the same time, there's been some disappointing things that I've seen and took place, and I'm wondering how can we get together to fix that? How can we change these things that I know really exist now?
Well, and it's been so interesting. First of all, you would think that you and your business partner, Johnny Thomas, come to Colorado. You spend $100,000 of your own money to buy a 45-foot bus. Actually, the grassroots did raise the money to wrap the bus.
Yes, if it wasn't for them, hey.
And thank you to all of you, because it was primarily Kim Munson Show listeners that did this.
Yes, definitely.
So thank you. And we're taking this bus into ethnic communities and talking to them about how economic and political freedom is better than handouts.
It is. But Kim, I don't understand, but people won't, well, my people won't buy into that for some reason. I argue with my family members almost on a daily basis, and they're college educated, and but they just don't like the conservative party, and they don't believe. And so you have to go out and literally like shake them and say, look, this is the truth, before they get it. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out ways that we can reach them through music, you know, face-to-face, media, podcast, radio. But it's going to take a lot of work and a lot of time, a lot of money to get this done. But it's changing. We're making a difference. I mean, the grassroots, your listeners are incredible. And if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been able to get to the level that we've been on. We've been on 4 national shows now. And I believe we was at a meeting with a gentleman, we won't mention his name, that said that, hey, Reggie, there's a lot of people on Trump's side, on his campaign that he's surrounded with, that don't like him. Some hate him worse than the Democrats. And I was like, that can't be true. But...
Well, we've seen that. We've now seen that with all the backstabbing.
Yes. That's disheartening. I could imagine what this president could have done with, you know, help with everybody around him and support from the country and the world, because he accomplished a lot. And we have to keep it moving. It's his message that's important. I'm going to continue to reach out to minorities and try to build that base. We got to get that base up to like 80, 90, 100 million so we can make a serious difference in this world, because I don't have too much faith in where the direction that this country and the world is going. And I believe President Trump was the one that was, you know, our savior, not in God terms, but as much as you can be as a human for the country. And I'm going to still battle and fight for that cause and that message.
Well, you and I were talking about it yesterday, Reggie, and we've gone over Trump's accomplishments. And it is just astounding to me that people don't realize that everyday people, Lauren, had $6,000 more in their pocket. That makes a big difference for a family.
I agree. I think sometimes, Kim, people have to learn the hard way. We keep learning that over and over again, and that's what happens sometimes, is people have something going on, whether it be a political party or what it is. They just get used to it and want to change. Mm-hmm. They get that change, and then they realize, ooh, what I had maybe before wasn't so bad. And then they go, oh, geez. Yeah. I think that's what's going on. You and I have talked about how some people I know had trouble separating the policies from the person.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And that was an important thing for a lot of voters, I think.
I agree.
But I agree with you. I mean, I think people right now are going to realize they're going to have less money. Mm-hmm. And they're going to go, what did I do?
And people in Texas are like, I'm cold right now. Maybe this green energy thing isn't quite what it is. In fact,
learning that. I mean, I was just reading an article as we were at break. On a website on my phone about people are livid in Texas with their politicians for that very thing.
Mm-hmm. And down in Pueblo, a county commissioner is stepping forward because Xcel says that they're going to close some of their power plants early that are run on fossil fuels. And thank goodness a county commissioner there is saying, wait a minute, because big business and big government like each other. Xcel and Colorado politicians, bureaucrats, and interest parties like each other, because Xcel is having these politicians and all put in policy that is squelching their competitor, which is the oil and gas industry, which provides reliable, efficient, affordable, and abundant energy. Just fueling your car right now, it's up 18% since Biden was inaugurated, and we're not even a month into it. Unbelievable.
Not 30 days, Kim. And Trump said it was going to happen. He said it. And wow, that's incredible what's going on in Texas. But isn't that like what's to come? Isn't that the sign of what's to come?
It is. Most definitely with these policies. So, Reggie, you and I have talked a lot about, and Trump is, Lauren, you're right, he's an interesting personality. I had been in the ladies' clothing business for many years, and so 4 times a year would normally go back to New York. I love New Yorkers. And I've just kind of looked at Trump as he's a New Yorker, you know, mm-hmm. and I've always really loved that. Somehow, some people never got past that. And I was watching last night, there was a press conference with Jill and Joe Biden. It was embarrassing. The reporters were going, "We like your dog." And, you know, it was just unbelievable. Do you think they would have ever done that with Trump? Would come out and they were hammering.
Just lobbing marshmallows at him.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk a little bit about the media. Reggie, you and Johnny are onto something because ABC has been out to talk to you twice, mm-hmm. the George Stephanopoulos show, and then this thing that was on Hulu last night,
yes.
CBS, mm-hmm. BET, which is the Black Entertainment Television Station. Mm-hmm. Those are all the mainstream media. You did have a wonderful piece in The Federalist that Helen Raleigh did.
That was the greatest. Out of all of them put together, that was the best one. I loved it, and a lot of people loved it because it was truth. It was factual. You felt it gave you the energy and the courage to keep moving on and going, and you felt appreciated, and it was just well written. And I've got a lot of people that's called in about that and said, okay, keep going, keep moving. What do you need to do? What do we need to do this? I'm just disappointed on the upper echelon. I just didn't believe that we don't have people right here in Colorado, too, that are leaders here in Colorado. They don't care about Colorado turning red. They're just letting it go. They don't care about it. They're going to make whatever money they can make, and they're going to just pass Colorado over. Like, they don't even want to try. They just want, hey, all these people are coming from California. It's infested, and there's not enough black minorities here, and it's a high Hispanic population, and even Asian is almost where we are. And they just letting it go. So,
and that's why we are doing what we're doing, Reggie, is because Colorado is really at the tip of the spear. And they're using Colorado as a petri dish to push out all of these other things we're seeing actually regarding, we got to get back to election integrity. And they have been using Colorado as their petri dish on that. Mm-hmm. And so we have to fight back here in Colorado, not only to, I believe that the people in Colorado really value freedom. And we need to make sure that we're pushing forward on that, not only for Colorado and our kids here in Colorado, but for the rest of the nation. We need to go to break. In studio, this is going way too quickly, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, great partner of both my shows, Reggie Carr, my friend and a patriot. Before we do that, though, Castlegate Knife and Tool, located right here in Staley, Colorado, is another great partner of the show. They're a family-owned business, and they have knives from the best blade makers from throughout the world. So whether or not you're a sportsman or a collector or a chef, check out castlegate.com. And they're bringing in some new lines of watches, which I've not been down to see those yet, and I'm going to do that. Hal's supposed to be in studio tomorrow, Hal Van Herkey, the owner. So let's go to break. We'll continue the conversation with Lauren Levy and Reggie Carr.
With the federal government printing money, it looks like inflation is on the horizon. That is why you should lock in a low rate now on your mortgage. Lauren Levy with Polygon Financial Group is here to help. Lauren works with a variety of lenders to assist you in finding the mortgage that is just right for you. Locking in a low rate now will save you thousands of dollars over the life of your loan. Don't procrastinate. Don't wait any longer. Call Lauren today at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, kimmunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Americans Veteran Stories with Kim Munson. Sunday afternoons at 3 here on KLZ 560 AM and KLZ 100.7.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson. Be sure and check out the website. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And you can email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Before we get back over here to Reggie, Lauren, you said you were just seeing some headlines come through regarding how the Green New Deal is working out for Texas. Not so good, huh?
Yeah, no. This is an article just on CNBC, just a morning thing that I just read in, and it's just talking about the deaths that have come so far from people either sitting in their car to stay warm and not opening the garage door, and next thing you know, they're asleep, or having space heaters catching their house on fire and dying because they're scrambling to, because the grid is down and it's rolling blackouts for hours on end, and their grid is not doing so well windmills freeze.
And think about frozen pipes, mess of all that, even if people aren't losing their lives. These policies don't work, and we talk about the veil is off. Reggie, you mentioned the veil is off as well, as, and again, with Trump, I just can't believe the kind of the backstabbing that occurred on his way out. And there are those out there saying that we need to just, Nikki Haley came out recently and said, we need to forget about Trump. And I'm like, wait a minute. And it's not that we're Trump worshipers, but the policies, what that did for everyday Americans, no matter what their descriptor was or however they were identifying, actually everybody was doing better, Reggie.
Well, I'm going to tell you, Kim, and it's happening. Race has nothing to do with it, but I'm going to bring it to that side of the fence for me, because there's a very powerful person that was in heading the Trump campaign for minorities that told me personally that I messed up by putting President Trump's face on our bus. Now, he's a director for, and we don't want to give too much, but you can't burn bridges that were never built, so I don't really care. But this is what he told me, and I was completely shocked. I'm just like, what do you mean? We're doing a minority tour. We're teaching his message. What we're trying to turn the states in states across the country from blue to red. Of course we're going to have President Trump on the bus. And he said, you messed up. Your brand is great. What you're doing is genius in the teaching and blah, 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 blah. But you shouldn't have had him on the bus. And I can't believe that type of hatred. And these people are getting major checks from the campaign and right surrounding around with major positions. So,
but again, the veil is off. And I think it's good to understand this. And again, what Trump was really pushing forward was putting government back in the box that it's supposed to be in, and freeing people to pursue their happiness, their hopes, and their dreams. And in that, Reggie, black unemployment was at a record low.
All-time low.
Black home ownership was up 6%. How can you not want more of that for people, Lauren? I don't understand.
I don't either. I'm just learning a lot by listening to Reggie, because he's in the trenches.
He is in the trenches.
You know, the stuff that we don't necessarily hear about. And I don't have the answer for that. Maybe it's just years and years of teachings of the opposite. I don't know.
Think about the schools. I mean, did you know that Trump did like $10 billion or something for historical HBCUs, colleges? I mean, that's us. Mm-hmm. They say the most people that are in prison are minorities that look like me. He did prison reform, the First Step Act. I mean, this man has done some incredible things for minorities and our people. And I hate to see him go. I hope he's still going to be involved, but we got to push harder, Kim. We got to push harder. We got to get to him, really. We got to get to him.
Well, and to that, Reggie, interestingly enough, you would think two black guys coming up from Atlanta, and you grew up here, that you wanted to work. When we talk about turning these states red, we're talking about turning them conservative.
Yeah.
And conservative, what that means is, it's been painted as a bad word, but it's conserving the idea of the Declaration of Independence, that all men are created equal, with these rights of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And when you unleash that, you get what America has become.
Yeah.
And so you come to Colorado, and in fact, I talked with a very high-ranking person who you would think would embrace you guys, and I called and I said, we're trying to raise $10,000 for Reggie and Johnny to be able to wrap the bus with the vinyl wrap. Can you help us? And this person that was in a position to help said no. And it was at that point, it's like, okay, we're going to have to do this grassroots, and you guys did it. So we're on the next thing, and that is you put together a business plan, and this business plan does require a significant investment. We're looking for a couple of things, Reggie. It'd be great if a couple of big investors, or not investors, contributors came in, as well as working on some kind of a grassroots component as well. Mm-hmm. But I know that you would like to get in front of Trump or somebody in his inner circle, because President Trump, I think, does value loyalty, particularly yes. as he was leaving the office. And I think you'd actually like to go down to Florida and just try to get there. And we need to raise some money to get you down there.
And Kim, guess whose idea this was? The left. One of the producers that, one of, I'm not going to say, but it was either ABC, CBS, one of them maybe, that I spoke with. And they said, you're on the wrong side. They said, you did all of this to two young, well, middle-aged black men.
Young.
Yeah, that's funny. You did this on your own. And then you came in, and everybody knows about Kim, how instrumental she's been, and the grassroots. And we did it without none of the big dogs, none of them. And so they was like, you know, you need to go on the other side. Do you know how much money Biden is putting out? Do you know how much money the Democrats spend on their narratives, whether they're true or not? He said, with everything that you've done, you should go to the other side, or at the very least, get in front of Trump directly, because you're never going to get what you need to do in your mission unless you get to him. And then that's the second time I heard that. That other guy that we had a meeting with, he told us that about the people around Trump that don't like him. Now you're hearing this from a producer of a national TV news show telling me that either switch the team or get directly to Trump, because you're just going to keep going around in circles, because people, they're just protecting their money. They don't care about nothing else. So I believe that,
so that's what we want to do. Steve, you look like you want to say something.
You know, I was sitting here calmly listening until Reggie just shared that, where the guy told him, you're on the wrong side. I would have gone ballistic. I would have been in his face in a heartbeat. People, the biggest tragedy of what happened back in November is that nobody, or too many people, didn't have the brains to vote their own self-interest.
Exactly.
So now we're going to watch our taxes go up, or watching the price of oil go up. Will they finally wake up and see what's going on? That has no relevance. I hate Trump. It's like, wait a minute. Your own self-interests are on the line.
Right. They have actually played into this hatred. So, Reggie, okay, for this trip, and we also, we haven't talked about that, but when President Trump pardoned Lil Wayne, you're like, oh my gosh. So you would like to get to in front of both of those guys. And in order to do that, you're going to need to go down there.
Yeah.
And so we'd like to raise $10,000 so that you can get down there to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be kind of the same thing that we did last time. If you go to, where do you want them to go?
You can go to imatrumpster.com, or you can go to imasuperpac.com, either one.
Okay. For every $50 that you contribute, you will get one of these face masks. We don't really like them, but but right. If you're going to have to wear one, wear one of these. For $100, you get an I'm a Trumpster hat. $150, you get a hat and a mask. I guess two masks or whatever. Anyway, but if you can help out, $50 a crack, and get Reggie down there, this is going to make a big difference. And final thought, Reggie?
Well, when we get down there, we will get in touch with President Trump. We have the knack of doing that. We've already been to D.C., New York, Atlanta, Florida, all that. But now that he's out of office, I hear that he's getting ready to do some things, and he's, you know, we need to be a part of that. And I'd love to sit down and, you know, shake his hand again, talk, and this time just really talk with him and let him know just how loyal we are. And I'm sure people around that know, because everybody's been coming at us wanting a piece of what we got. But we're not interested in that. We're interested in the message. And so we have to get in front of him. We got to get these other pretenders and these fakers around off of us. And yeah, it did make me mad too, Steve. I held my tongue when he said that. But think about it. That came from the left.
Yeah. And Reggie, you're a real patriot. This was the first time you'd ever voted this election cycle, and you voted for Trump because he believes in intellectual property rights and property rights. And Lauren, property rights is inherent in the American idea. You help people with their mortgages to buy their own property as well. And I know that you have a great heart for that also.
That's right. And it's a great way to build wealth.
It is. Mm-hmm. And that's that American dream. Gentlemen, it has been such a fun time to have you both in here. Lauren, thank you so much.
Reggie,
thank you.
We got to go.
We may have to do a podcast on this. So our quote for today is Blaise Pascal. And it says, in difficult times, carry something beautiful in your heart. And today, if you want to do something, go to I'm a Trumpster or I'm a Super PAC and contribute. And for every $50, you'll get a face mask. And at a $100 level, you'll also get a hat. So help Reggie out. It'll make a difference for our country. So today, be grateful, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. My friends, you are not alone. God bless you, and God bless America.
Amen.
And I don't want no one to cry.